This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And here to kick off the second hour that will be focused more on precious metals and, for that matter, maybe some commodities as well, I am chatting with Jeffrey Christian, the managing partner over at CPM Group based out of New York. Jeff, the first couple topics that I want to talk about has been almost a constant discussion on our website on a daily basis, and that is the economic issues facing the U.S. that seem to not be driving the precious metals higher. The precious metals continue to be ignored by many investors, and you can even carry that over to some of the base metals that have been in this downtrend, almost a pullback of this reflation trade. As a general comment to start off this interview, what do you have to say about this pullback that we've seen almost in a broad sense for commodities?
Well, you know, we're not too surprised. I mean, we've held the view that the economy in the U.S. would be relatively tepid this year. I didn't think we thought that the first quarter would be as weak as it has been. But, you know, our view was that the euphoria that the economy would be hit with big infrastructure spending and tax cuts early in the year under the new Trump administration, our view was that that euphoria would evaporate, and it seems to be evaporating now, if it hasn't already evaporated. But on the flip side, we don't necessarily see really dire things. I mean, there are signs that the U.S. economy is maturing. We've had a sharp slowdown in consumer credit uptake in the first 3-4 months of this year. You know, people are borrowing at a lot slower rate than they were in previous years. So you're seeing signs that the economy is maturing, that the expansion is maturing, but you're not seeing signs of imminent recession. And so you've got this lukewarm economy that's neither supporting the bears, who would go into gold and silver as an alternative asset and a portfolio diversifier, but it's also not supporting, you know, the bulls, who think that there would be this massive tax cut and infrastructure spending that would boost the economy. And that's sort of where we're at, and I think that what we're seeing is reality setting in. So, you know, precious metals have come off from their highs. The stock market is sort of dead in the water right now. The volatility is very low because of a great deal of uncertainty on the part of investors who generally want a black or white portrait. They don't want, you know, shades of gray where you say, well, it's neither hot nor cold.
Now, Jeff, why do you think investors are ignoring the precious metals from a safety play? Because as you just mentioned, they might be confused. There is a lot of uncertainty, especially when you look at still some of the consumer optimism numbers, that consumers are still fairly optimistic for the future of the economy, but this has started to pull back. And then the underlying hard data, actual GDP numbers, retail sales, consumer credit expansion, all of these numbers continue to be very weak. Why don't you think investors at least are taking a little bit more money and putting it into safe havens?
Yeah, you know, you see it in spurts, but I think part of it is that no one wants to leave the party. When we were talking to people a couple of years ago about the strength of the stock market in China, and we were talking to Chinese investors, well, why don't you take some money out of the stock market and diversify your portfolio? Because the stock market was looking top-heavy. And the view was, no, we're all in. So, you know, if the stock market's running, we're going to be in the stock market, with the expectations or the hopes that we can be the first ones to get out the door when somebody yells fire. And I think you're sort of seeing that in the United States right now. But it's not that they're pouring into the stock market. Everybody's sort of at a standstill. No one necessarily wants to leave the party. No one wants to necessarily believe that the U.S. is going into a recession, let alone a deep recession. So they're just sort of sitting there on a lot of cash, waiting for some clear sign, you know, which way the economy is going to be heading next.
Some of the moves that we've been seeing in the markets, especially with the broad sell down in commodities, to me is this unwind of this reflation trade that was on a lot of people's minds, even mine, to begin this year. I thought this would be maybe more a sustainable story that would help to support precious metals as we move throughout this year. But with the pullback across the board, I really think that needs to come into question. How do you feel about that whole reflation narrative that really perked up early on this year, but now is starting to have people question themselves?
Well, we thought it was not going to happen and that there'd be disappointment in it, and it hasn't happened, and there's disappointment. So, you know, we're sort of steady as we go in terms of our view in that, you know, we thought that you wouldn't see a reflation of the U.S. economy. You wouldn't see a lot of spending. We actually thought that they would move on the tax cuts sooner, but they made it, you know, tactical decision to go with health reform instead of tax cuts, which I think in retrospect is clearly a mistake. So we had expected the reflation trade early in the year, and we expected it to dissipate by the second and third quarters, and that's exactly what's happening.
You're absolutely right. That is what's happening. But now let's look forward here, Jeff. What are we going to see in, let's go with the second half of the year, because we do have Q1 behind us. Let's take a look maybe from summer onward.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see some sort of tax bill. From what we've seen, it's going to be really good for corporations and the very wealthy, and not so good for everybody else, if not downright bad. And again, that has been our expectation in the last 2 months of last year. What that'll do probably is it will boost the stock market, because that money's not going to be invested in productive assets. It's going to be used from a corporate perspective for stock buybacks, which already are very high. And, you know, any increase in corporate cash is probably going to be used to buy back stocks and push the share prices even higher. And insofar as invest, wealthy individuals get tax cuts, again, that'll go into the stock market as opposed to productive investments. So we think that, you know, in the third quarter into the fourth quarter, you'll see tax cuts. They will be boosting the stock market higher. As the stock market moves higher, you'll see foreign investors wanting to participate. Those foreign investors will have to buy dollars in order to buy U.S. equities, so that will strengthen the dollar. And in that kind of environment, we think that the gold price could be relatively weak and the silver price could be relatively weak. And then as you get into the fourth quarter and going into 2018, we think that you could have, A, that sugar high in the stock market behind us, and B, more stringent economic consequences. Then we do think that you could be moving towards a recession 2018 or 2019, and we think that by late 2017 we might see more clear signs that the economic expansion, which is now 8 years old, is really in its late mature stages. And so I think that you might start seeing people cycle out of stocks at that point into gold and silver. What we haven't talked about are interest rates. You know, interest rates have risen a couple notches. They may go up another notch in June or July. That would possibly also hit gold and silver a little bit more. But we think that interest rates also will have a negative effect on the stock market to some extent, and more importantly, on real economic activity. As I said, you know, you've already seen a sharp slowdown in consumer credit expansion in the first 3 or 4 months of this year. And if the interest rates continue to rise, and if there's revival of caution and concern about U.S. economic conditions, you're going to see consumers pull back their horns even more, which then could factor into that whole increased bearish view of the economy, which should be good for gold and silver.
So again, this all just might take time, though. It sounds like you're almost expecting one final, almost euphoric pop when something actually does come out of U.S. in terms of politics. Again, as you mentioned, this is very, very late stage for these markets. Everybody, I'm going to be right back with Jeff, and we're going to be looking more at international demand for gold.
Thank
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Jeffrey Christian. Jeff, as I mentioned at the tail end of the last segment, I want to look more internationally. We spent all last segment talking about the U.S. Let's start off this segment by talking about China. We are seeing a deleveraging going on in China, a pullback in the Chinese markets. We've seen this before in small doses with the People's Bank of China trying to rein in some of this almost wild credit expansion, and it causes certain sectors to implode, but only temporarily. You visit China on a very regular basis. What's your outlook for China in terms of its economy? And then we will get into maybe some more metals demand coming later.
Well, I guess from a short-term perspective, like, you know, this year, next year, our expectation is that the Chinese economy continues to sort of bump along 6.7% real GDP. You know, the reality is that the Chinese Communist Party, the Chinese government, and the People's Bank of China have a lot more levers and a lot more. It's a managed economy compared to, say, the United States or European more capitalist things. You know, they clearly do have the capacity to manage their economy better than we do, and they have a pretty good track record. So you'll see them trying to fine-tune this. The markets will see them tightening and think this could really go wrong and it could be a contraction. And sometimes it does start to teeter into a contraction, but then they have the capacity to immediately let up on the brakes and provide liquidity. And you'll see that, like you saw it in 2014, and you'll probably saw it again in 2016, where they will be providing increased credit to some sectors of the market to offset the stringencies that they're applying in other sectors. So, you know, our expectation in the next couple of years is that the Chinese economy pretty much steady as she goes. We're a little bit concerned because, you know, you are seeing, for example, increased auto sales last year and early this year, which represents, I think, the effect of tax breaks on new car purchases. So, you know, even as they're tightening on credit, some places they're giving tax breaks to encourage people to buy cars to help the auto industry. And, you know, basically what you're doing is you're borrowing future sales from forward years. And so at some point they'll end those tax breaks, and when that happens, you could see some weakness in auto sales. And from, you know, the perspective of the platinum and palladium markets, we're a little bit concerned there, because if they pull back from the tax credits and you see weakness in the Chinese market in 2018, it could coincide with weaker economic conditions leading to lower demand in the United States for cars at the same time, which could be kind of negative for palladium. But, you know, our view is that China is pretty much steady as she goes. You are seeing a lot of investors who are looking to protect themselves from lower yuan, RMB currency. And you're seeing more and more people looking for ways to protect their currency or their wealth from exposure to Chinese economy and to diversify. And I think that those trends will continue, although you're seeing much greater caution to make sure that anybody who does anything is in total compliance with the law, because I think the anti-corruption crackdown over the last 3 or 4 years, which people say has come to an end, probably hasn't come to an end. It's still there, and I think that you'll continue to see a great deal of caution on the part of investors to make sure that whatever they're investing in is in full compliance with Chinese laws and the spirit of the laws.
That's interesting that you say that you think the Chinese economy is just going to continue to chug along, mostly because of what their central bank is able to do. And you know what, I think that is fairly supportive for commodities in general, because if there was a big implosion into China, I don't think you would disagree that that would severely hit some of the metals.
Absolutely. I mean, China, you know, the majority of the growth in demand for base metals over the last 10, 15 years has been in China. And that will probably continue for a while. You are seeing Brazil, India, and some other countries pick up their share of the growth in base metals demand. But China is still the giant there. And so any slowdown in Chinese manufacturing or infrastructure construction has an immediate negative effect on the base metals. And what you find is investors around the world are very keyed into that. So they're very nervous and always looking for signs of weakness in Chinese infrastructure spending. And when they do see any of those signs, it almost immediately shows up in copper and aluminum and zinc prices and London.
It absolutely does. Now, Jeff, what about another country that you just mentioned there, India? What do you see in terms of their demand and appetite for the precious metals?
Well, you know, Indian gold demand has been falling for more than a decade now. And the bulk of the decline, should be noted, came before the government imposed restrictions on importation of gold into India. It was really funny. I was at a conference in February, not in India, but I was talking about gold. I was the only person slated to talk about gold. And there was another speaker who was talking about general economic conditions. And at some point, I left the room, you know, to go take a break. And when I came back, she was saying, and so you really have to be concerned about the fact that the Indian government has banned gold ownership. And I said, well, Indian government has not banned gold ownership. You know, what they did is they imposed import restrictions and they raised duties on some purchases of gold products. But, you know, the fact of the matter is India probably still bought close, you know, 5.8 million ounces or so, close to 6 million ounces of gold last year for investment purposes. It's probably going to be down a little bit this year, but it continues. But, you know, 4 million ounces, 6 million ounces, that's down from 16, 17 million ounces in 2005, 2006. So you have seen a shift away from gold on the part of Indian investors, even though it's still the second largest market for gold investment products by a wide margin.
Still, though, Jeff, you don't really see when we do see maybe like a bit of an uptick in China or India's demand for gold, you don't see that truly reflected in the price that significantly, do you?
No. Part of the issue is that gold prices in rupees are probably at historically high levels. So that's one of the reasons why you're seeing less demand for gold in India. And, you know, their prices in rupees, it's not necessarily reflected in the U.S. dollar price.
Oh, that's a very interesting concept, and that is something that I think investors do need to consider, that when you look at the price of gold in U.S. dollars, it's a very different chart than looking at the price of gold in a number of different currencies, whether you want to look at in India or in China or even in Canada here. The price of gold, the gold chart, much more impressive on that sense, but that's something to consider. At the same time, gold, we continue to talk about it in terms of U.S. dollars, so it does continue to be under pressure. But Jeff, I do appreciate you spending some time with us, sharing your insights, not just on the international demand, but also on some of the U.S. economic news and your outlook over at CPM Group. So Jeff, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition and continuing our focus on resource plays, I have on the line with me Brent Cook, founder of Exploration Insights. Brent, first of all, let's talk about the gold junior market in terms of this GDXJ rebalancing. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, and not so much the details on the GDX rebalancing, but more on a buying opportunity that you think this could present for some of your subscribers, some just in general resource investors, when the GDXJ goes through this rebalancing. Care to explain kind of what you and your partner Joe Mazumdar are looking at?
Well, this reminds me a lot of what Joe and I did December of last year, when the market was really being hammered. We went in with the idea of picking up, I think we bought five, you know, kind of junior to mid-sized companies that we felt were valuable, that were undervalued, with the idea that 2 to 3 to 4 months out, we could flip them and make a good profit on it. So it was just short-term trade. I think we averaged over 50% over that three-month period. This reminds me of the same thing, where there's a number of mid-tier companies that are going to get dropped off the GDXJ, and you can see this happening already. People are selling the stock ahead of it and shorting these companies. So what we're doing right now and hope to have out this weekend is some of the companies that, number one, we're not embarrassed to own. Number two, are valuable and they're selling for less than what we think they're worth. And three, have the liquidity to come back over the summertime into the fall. So again, it's just a short-term trade we're looking at, getting, I guess, something valuable for less than it should be selling for.
I find this interesting that you guys are going to take this strategy, because I know most of your subscribers and your mentality usually when you start to follow a company and start to invest in it is maybe a more hard exit in the sense of a sale of the company in some sort. But this is, you're thinking just more of a short-term trade over summer in the sense that maybe if the market just goes sideways, these stocks at least will outperform?
I think so, and I think so. And I suspect, and I don't know, that over the summer it's not going to be a great gold market anyway. So there'll be time to buy these things with the expectations that we get a rebound towards later in the year. And I think we will. And you're right. Normally we try and look for more longer-term holdings. We're looking for junior, smaller companies that are into a discovery very early on with the idea that it develops to the extent that someone buys it out. And we've been pretty successful with that over the past couple of years. We just had Mariana bought out a few weeks ago by Sandstorm for about a 300% gain in a year. But we're having a real hard time finding new early stage discoveries. I mean, they don't come around very often, and we're just not seeing anything right now we're jumping into. So this is sort of something to do while we're waiting for the next big one.
Well, a lot of what the gold market stock-wise has been driven on recently is a lot of known resources that are being expanded. And you know what? That's fine, too. There's a lot of companies out there drilling, but it's one thing I do appreciate about you, Brent, is that you guys really are out there trying to get in early to some of these discoveries. That being said, let's look at a different sector that you and I have not chatted about for a while, and that's zinc. You mentioned to me off mic that you and Joe are looking at some junior zinc plays. You obviously see an opportunity here. Can you explain why zinc, why now?
Well, certainly. I mean, and most of your listeners have probably heard or seen the zinc deficit, production deficit that's happening right now and probably well into the future.
We've heard about that for years, hey, Brent? This deficit that's going to be in zinc?
There's always a zinc deficit 2 years out. But this time, I think it's real because we're seeing major mines shutting down and production coming offline, particularly in Australia. And that, I think, is going to drive the zinc price higher and the demand for new deposits higher. So we've selectively picked up 1, 2, 3 zinc companies that we think either have a high enough grade, a large enough deposit to attract a major, or have the infrastructure in such in place that building it won't cost that much.
Now, Brent, when you're looking at zinc properties and companies compared to what a lot of the audience knows, maybe these precious metals companies, what are some different factors that you need to consider?
I think one important one, and Joe brought this out a couple of weeks ago, is that with gold, you're selling physical, you know, you're selling gold. It's something that anyone will buy. But with zinc or most base metals, you're not actually selling copper or zinc. You're selling a concentrate that has X percent of zinc in it. And so you've got to figure out what someone, a smelter, is going to pay for that concentrate, what the penalties are going to be, and that sort of thing. So that's always something to keep in mind, that metallurgy is really critical in evaluating potential zinc properties.
What about management too, Brent? You and I talk about a lot how important management is, and zinc is, again, one of those, you could almost say, specialty metals outside of the typical copper, gold, silver, those type of ones. How do you filter through management?
Well, really, it's the same as always. First, you look for somebody honest and hardworking, and then look to see if they've got the relevant experience to evaluate a discovery or make a discovery and push it forward through the testing and the metallurgy. That's key, and it's not that difficult. But I'm seeing coming out now, we've had, I would bet since PDAC, there's probably 20 new zinc companies out there. And they're going in and picking up a lot of them. Well, not all, certainly, but certainly a majority are going in, picking up tired old zinc properties that have been, you know, drilled and discarded a number of times in the past. That's not really what we're after. We're after something with the grade, the high margin, and the metallurgy and size that works. So I would say, you know, once you get through the personnel, the management, comes down to the geology again, like always.
Well, company-wise, Brent, as you did mention, there are a lot of new zinc companies out there. It can be hard for people to filter through. Can you share with us a couple maybe that are already recommended to your subscribers?
Certainly ones we own. The big discovery is Tinka Resources with their discovery down in Peru. We've owned that for a while, and I think we're up 70 or 80% on that now, so bear that in mind. But they've found a very large deposit system in a decent part of Peru, and mining access looks good. It's underground, but they come in from the valley bottom, and that just keeps getting bigger. So I like that a lot. I think that's something that could get to the size to attract a major. On the smaller end of things, we own Galloway Metals, who've got a zinc project going in Quebec that's, you know, right on infrastructure. And the other we own is Calinex, which, again, is in the Flin Flon district. They have not quite made a discovery yet, but they're in the right rocks, the right terrain. And, again, if they can make a discovery, right next door is Hud Bay, who is desperate for more zinc for their smelter complex there, or their mining complex. So there's a ready buyer. So that one is of interest to us as well. And I should point out, both those two companies are well-financed, so we don't have to look at being diluted right off the bat.
Always very important, I think, is making sure that the company is well-financed, especially after this last huge capital inflow that I would say that has come into the market. There are a lot of companies that are cashed up. Now it's time for these companies to kind of put up, you could say, and get some drills on the ground and start to get some results out into the market. And hopefully we do start to see some good drill results, and that will only further attract more investors into the sector. But Brent, I do appreciate you sharing some of these zinc plays. And if anybody has any more questions for Brent, please email me or go to his website. It is worth your time, and Brent does write, well, I think, one of the best newsletter writers out there. So Brent, as always, thanks for your time, my friend. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm going it alone here just as a weekly recap on what we saw in the markets, because I do think that about halfway through the week, we saw some pretty important turns. They weren't huge, but they were a turn of direction in the U.S. markets and in the metals complex in general. First off, I will start with the U.S. equity markets. First of all, Doc and I were chatting more or less on Wednesday. We started this narrative that the U.S. markets, especially on the Dow daily chart, started to look weak. We were closely watching the MACD, and as we had Thursday and Friday, small but still sell-offs, we started to see that 12, that black line on the MACD, start to cross over that 26 line. And this is significant because if that 12 can start to break lower, which all it would take is a couple down days, this would bring a lot of worries from technical traders, at least for a short-term move down. We're also seeing the slow stochastics trending down in quite a significant degree. This is all pointing to the possibility of weakness to start the week next week. What I'm watching for is the 200-day moving average. And this is unique for me because I don't usually pay too much attention, A, to the daily charts, and B, to such a short moving average, the 20-day moving average. But when I look back over the past 3 months, this 20-day moving average has been both support and resistance, and it has been broken two other times in the past 3 months. And when it was broken, it took a pretty significant move, a one-day big swing to break this moving average. And since we are so close to this moving average on the daily chart, I really do think that beginning next week, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, we could see that 100, even more, 150, maybe even 200 point move down in the Dow. And this again would start to bring a little bit more fear into the markets, simply because the last high that we reached did not make it to a new all-time high. This is significant in the sense that so many market commentators keep on looking for new all-time highs and a general rollover from a slightly lower high. When we do get this move down, and I do think that we will, I think it very well could be a very short-term move. We need to see how the charts react and see what the narrative around this move down is before we get too excited about maybe a more significant market correction. But that being said, even the weekly chart is starting to look weak for the Dow. We need, again, next week and the week after, two down weeks, this thing could really start to pick up steam. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I think this first early move down will move down to about 20,600 on the Dow, which I know isn't all that far, but it would fill that gap that happened now almost 3 weeks ago. I thought that it would be filled sooner, but just as it happens, these markets have held up actually quite nicely. Now, related to this, we can look at the VIX, and we talked ad nauseum this week and even last week about how low the VIX was and how it was reaching almost 30-year lows, how it rarely goes under 10 on the volatility index. We started to see a little bit of a tick up at the end of the week, and I think that what the charts are telling us and just for how long in the tooth investors have been complacent in this market, we could easily see a pop up to around 13. That's more the 200-day moving average. That, again, also fills that recent gap. So this is my outlook, at least for the beginning of the week, dealing with the conventional market. So, again, let's wait for Monday, Tuesday to see what kind of sell-off we're going to get. I really think it could pick up steam, but again, betting short on these markets has been very much a loser's game for the last 9 years. Now, let's switch it over to the precious metals, because the precious metals had a bit of a turn this week. We kept on talking about how oversold gold and silver had gotten. Silver had, I believe it was 16 days in a row of down days, almost historic in that sense, and way too much of a straight line. We all say on a regular basis that markets don't move in a straight line. Fact of the matter was, for the last 3 weeks, silver moved in a straight line, and that was straight down. But since these metals were in such an oversold territory, an interesting nuance that, again, as much as some people might not like to admit it, the stocks leading the metals, we saw on Monday and Tuesday, gold was still heading down, but GDX, and I'm only watching GDX right now just because of that rebalancing that's going on in GDXJ. I really think that we need to wait to find some more clarity and get that rebalancing behind us, because there is a lot of people getting ahead of this rebalancing, as you even heard from Brent Cook. That's a whole nother topic. But again, back to GDX. We saw GDX on Monday and Tuesday down, but it was only down a couple cents. And this is when the gold price was still moving down a few dollars every day. This was showing that there was some money coming in, again, to some of the large miners, which is crucial. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we saw at least 1% move up in GDX. So this was some nice money flowing in, and we started to see gold at least put in positive days. And this very much looks like it could be a bottom that we are forming in a short-term sense. And from a cycle perspective, we're very much due for a bottom here. So we could easily be seeing a bit of a comeback in the precious metals price. And one encouraging thing about this bottom from the gold daily chart is that it would still be a higher low from that recent bottom that we reached about halfway through March. Again, we did break this upper trend line. Well, we actually broke it last week, which was disappointing. But now we need to look and determine just how far this move will go for the precious metals. This is, again, a debate that's been had on our website and through the blog with a number of our commentators. I've been reading all these comments, and really we just don't know how significant this bounce will be. We need to take it one step at a time, because gold does continue to disappoint in many factors, especially when you compare it to that massive run it had last year. But the next move I'm looking for gold, and it's a pretty simple call, let's see it break 1300. If we can move up, and really from where we are, that's only $75. So maybe over the next couple weeks, get a nice buy coming into the metals. This would come, I think, if it does happen in the next couple weeks, right before a lot of news is due to come out on drill results. And we are going to see some shares come free trading because a lot of companies raise money over the past 3 to 4 months. And hey, that's not a bad thing that we had money raised, because this money is being spent in the ground and we are going to be seeing some news come out over summer. Let's just see if investors stick around and pay attention to the news. Sometimes we do, unfortunately, have these investors that bail out at the beginning of summer, come back in kind of at the tail end of summer. And quite honestly, what I am doing is I'm sitting on a few of these positions that I took in some of the private placements, but a lot of what I'm doing is sitting on a cash position waiting for the next pullback. I really do think that that next pullback is going to be crucial. I do have my longer term positions in the companies that I believe are going to do something, maybe not in the next 6 months. I have a bit of a longer term outlook for some of the juniors that I'm invested in, simply because I'm going with management teams that I believe will start to either focus on these other companies, or quite frankly, they'll just start to have more news coming out. But as of right now, for the precious metals, so much does depend on how the U.S. markets behave, because this, again, just continues to be very much a sentiment trade. When people lose faith in the equity markets, well, then that money is flowing into gold. And again, that is because we are so liquid in these markets. We keep on hearing how liquid these markets are, and that's why they're managing to hold up. This is a good thing for the precious metals. We just need a little bit more faith lost in the U.S. equity markets. So there's a little recap of what we saw this week. I absolutely think that we're in for at least a couple weeks of counter trend move from what we've been seeing in the last 3 weeks, and that would be metals, even commodities, moving up, and the U.S. markets gradually rolling over, and the VIX getting a bit more of a spike. Again, I thank everybody for listening to this weekend show. I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your weekend, tuning in, and also commenting on our blog. I will be away a little bit from the blog this weekend. I'm in a softball tournament. Hopefully the weather is better in Vancouver, but that's one thing I just can't control.
The Cortland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Cortland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Cortland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Cortland Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.